Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 23 of your new life. Today's title is Christ Fills Our Emptiness. Maxie Dunham and Lloyd Ogilvie said, "An experiential relationship with Jesus Christ, not an assent to dogma or doctrinal propositions, is the foundation for the Christian life." Our text today is Colossians 2, verses 8 through 10. "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority." Paul continually warns the church at Colossae of the false teachings of their day. Every place there are false doctrines and deceitful teachers, there is a danger of compromising Scripture to accommodate culture. This is precisely why Jesus prayed for his disciples in John 17. Part of that prayer is found in John 17:14-19. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth." Jesus knew that only truth can combat lies. He taught his disciples that there was a great difference between living in the world and being of the world. They would need continual consecration to combat the evil one's deception. In Colossians 2, verse 8, Paul gives a fivefold process for combating heresy. The phrases are listed below with their biblical meanings. "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy," or "make sure that no one holds you hostage by the earthly pursuit of wisdom." "An empty deceit," or "make sure that no one makes you a victim of worthless deception." "According to human tradition," or "make sure you aren't held captive to mere traditions handed down by men." "According to the elemental spirits of the world," or "these worldly spirits come from false religious teachings that existed before Christ came into the world." "And not according to Christ," or "they do not line up with the teachings of Christ." When Paul becomes aware of the deceptive and misleading systems of thought, he responds in verses 9 and 10 with a profound statement of the greatness and sufficiency of Christ. Verse 9 reads, "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily." Paul is stressing that the complete makeup of the Godhead resides in Jesus Christ. God does what he does because he is who he is. Christ is not a lesser part of the Godhead. Everything that God is exists in Christ. The verb dwells is in the present tense, which emphasizes an ongoing reality that is permanent. Christ will always embody everything God is. Paul continues this thought of the greatness of Christ in verse 10. "And you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority." Ben Witherington III gives the following explanation of this great verse. In verse 10, Paul says that as Christ is full of God, so the believer is full of Christ and need not be filled with anyone or anything else. The perfect passive participle, Pepler Romanoi, filled, indicates an ongoing condition that began in the past. The believer has already been filled with Christ, and since Christ is where the whole fullness of God dwells, it follows that no one needs to look elsewhere to experience God or to be filled with the divine presence. Christ is the head over all supernatural powers. Here are some questions to consider. how do you consistently live for Christ in a world that opposes him? What stands out to you about the fivefold list Paul gives in Colossians 2:8? Why is Paul's description of Christ in Colossians 2:9 essential for any discussion on the deity and sufficiency of Christ? Describe where you currently are in your walk with Christ in reference to Paul's words in verse 10, "And you have been filled in him." How does your answer relate to your ability to live on mission for Christ? Please join me in prayer. Lord, please give us all the discernment to see the false teachings of the world and show us what it means to be filled with you. Thank you for your word and your presence in our lives. Amen.